Okay, we are recording.
All right, I'd like to call to order the monthly meeting of the Arizona Board of Athletic Training, excuse me, on November 1st, 2021 at 9:30 a.m. The roll call, Eric Fries here, Cheryl Ingram.
Here.
Bart Peterson.
Here.
Charles Boffman.
He's not attending today.
Okay, absent. Jennifer Fadley.
Here.
Karen Whitefort.
Here.
Amber Jones.
Here.
Justin Larson.
I am here telephonically, so the chair can't call me on my nail biting and fidgeting.
Understood. All right, do we have any declarations of conflicts of interest? Hearing none, I will move on to number four, which I would entertain a motion to approve the regular session meeting minutes from October 4th, 2021.
This is Cheryl. I move to approve the regular session meeting minutes of October 4th, 2021 as presented.
This is Bart, I second.
Been moved and seconded to approve the regular session meeting minutes from October 4th, 2021. All those in favor?
Eric Fries.
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram.
Aye.
Bart Peterson.
Aye.
Jennifer Fadley.
Aye.
Hearing no oppositions, the regular session meeting minutes have been approved. Number five, future board meeting schedule. As we can all see, January is hopefully in person. Everybody good with that schedule? I'll take that as a yes. Yeah. All right. Number six, review, discussion, and possible action, complaints, hearings, investigations, and compliance. We obviously don't have any reviews on initials or renewals, so we can immediately move on to number seven. I would entertain a motion to ratify the consent agenda as written.
This is Bart. I move to approve the consent agenda as written.
This is Cheryl. I second.
It's been moved and seconded to ratify the consent agenda as written. All those in favor?
Eric Fries.
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram.
Aye.
Bart Peterson.
Aye.
Jennifer Fadley.
Aye.
Hearing no oppositions, the consent agenda has been ratified. Number eight, consideration possible actions, applications for licensure. We have no initial application review, and we do have two reinstatements. Jeffrey Schrock, 0672 reinstatement.
Mr. Chair, if I might add to the materials, a statement that I received from Mr. Schrock that he cannot attend today because he's at the...
Darren, we can't hear you. Or yeah. I can't hear you.
Yep.
Again. Okay.
You're back now.
Can you hear me now?
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
That's really odd because I didn't do anything. Okay, so Mr. Schrock sent an email saying that he cannot attend today.
Oh, nope. He disappeared again.
Disappeared. Can you hear me now?
Echoing.
You got to mute on your computer.
I can't do that.
I can't do that.
Oh.
If I do that,
if
then,
I
it
do
stops
that then it stops recording. I'm going to go in the other room for just a moment.
Oh, gotcha.
Mr. Schrock sent an email saying that he would have liked to attend, to have attended this morning, but he was not able because he's at the HOSA fall conference.
Oh. Okay. So I'm seeing, obviously, he was, at least paperwork-wise, CPR deficient. Has that been taken care of?
Not yet.
He actually asked in his statement that we allow him a probationary status for 1 month to give him time to get his research on CPR completed. That's the fifth paragraph on the letter that he wrote to Miss Jones.
Certainly, correct me if I'm wrong, but we don't even have the authority to do that. That's like not finding someone.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yes, Mr. Chair, I confirm that as well. This is Justin.
Yep.
So my question is, how many days has he practiced without a license?
Yeah.
And he doesn't.
Paragraph 2, it's in that same email, states from September 24th to October 1st.
So a week.
Yeah.
And he's not practicing right now.
He's teaching.
Yep.
Karen, this is Justin. Just a quick question. Regarding the unlicensed practice, has a disciplinary complaint been opened yet, or is this still just in the context of the reinstatement application?
The board would have to open a complaint. I can't do that.
Right.
Well, so Mr. Chair, members, this is Justin. I think, you know, just to give some options here, I think, it looks like based on the CPR deficiency, there's really no legal authority for the board to give some sort of, you know, probationary reinstatement at this time. But at the time that the board, you know, at the time that he does correct that deficiency, and the board considers whether to reinstate the license, if the board was going to take some sort of action based on the unlicensed practice. I understand the board has some sort of matrix on that and has like established a prior practice. So I think, you know, one step would be that the board would need to open a complaint regarding that. And then, you know, if he cures the deficiency, the board could at a later time reinstate the application, you know, subject to a consent agreement with the imposing whatever discipline based on the unlicensed practice.
Right. Because right now we have no authority over him because he's not licensed.
So, this is Bart. I move to table this complaint until December, and giving the complaint of the Mr. Schlock the opportunity to fulfill his request to get the appropriate CPR certification so we can act on his reinstatement.
This is Cheryl, I second.
It's been moved and seconded to table the reinstatement application for Jeffrey Schrock 672 until December. All those in favor?
Yeah, wait a minute. I think Karen's going to speak.
Oh.
Yes, Mr. Chair. So the motion was to table the complaint, and a complaint has not been opened by the board.
Okay. So I'll rephrase, table the reinstatement application.
Oh.
Will that work, Ms. Viper? Nod your head if it works. if that works with...
Yes, okay. Sarah, you want to second that?
I second, yes.
Okay, it has been moved and seconded to table the reinstatement application for Mr. Jeffrey Schrock, 672. All those in favor?
Amber,
would you please
do the roll call?
All right. Eric Freeze.
Aye.
Bart Peterson.
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram.
Aye.
Jennifer Fadley.
Aye.
Great. Hearing no oppositions, the reinstatement of the application for Jeffrey Schrock has been taken until December. All right, we do have another one. Nicole Swear, 750 application number, or excuse me, ATR number, for another reinstatement.
Amber, do I remember correctly that Ms. Swear is also at that same conference, or am I getting my people mixed up?
What did she say? Let me look right quick. Okay, let me find her email. Sorry about that. Yeah, she said, I would try, but I teach and have HOSA, whatever that stands for.
Yep.
That day. She said, I think I have said what I have to say about the meeting is I had brain.
Okay.
Whatever that word is.
Just a moment.
Just a moment.
I'm sorry, we had the echo.
Oh, sorry. No, go ahead.
Justin, do we need to go into executive session
if we're going to talk about
health issues?
That might be advisable just to be safe.
I will move to go into executive session as of 9:44 a.m.
This is Bart in a second.
And is that to discuss confidential information?
To discuss the reinstatement application for Nicole Spear.
It would need to be either to discuss confidential information or to receive legal advice.
Okay, so to discuss confidential information.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to go into executive session as of 9:44 a.m. to discuss confidential information on Nicole Swear. All those in favor?
Eric Freeze?
Aye.
Bart Peterson?
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram?
Aye.
Jennifer Fadley?
Aye.
At 9:44.
We are in executive session as of 9:44.
All right, members of the public, I am going to place you in the waiting room, or the lobby, and when the board has completed their executive session, I will admit you to the regular session again.
We now have a caller 5. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. We now have a caller five. If anybody has dialed in recently, please say your name.
I think you're caller five, aren't you, Karen?
Karen Whiteford. Okay, we're now in executive session.
All right. So it reads on here her application expired on September 1st, 2021. So do we have any documentation that she has been practicing since that time, since it's football season? I think she's the athletic trainer at Verano High School.
She practiced one day.
On 9/15, as the letter reads, right? That's it?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I did work on 9/15, which is when I remembered about it.
Okay, and she's obviously been dealing with 6 brain tumors. My goodness.
She deserves an award.
Right?
Mr. Chair, I'd like to remind the board that you cannot vote in executive session.
Jennifer, Cheryl, do you have any questions?
No, I don't have any questions. Thank you.
Neither do I.